my stuff? What's gonna happen to all my stuff when I die? All the memories, all the little pictures, all the little trinkets brought back from faraway places. The bed that I built, the crockery, the cups and bowls, the black Madonna of Tilbury, being an event, Alain Bajou, the photos, the one of Tiny in New York dressed up with the Statue of Liberty outside Radio City, my Sergio Tacchini collection, the unit that I made with the floating oak shelf, with the plastic orange back, the only iron painting of the flower seller from 1948. What's gonna happen to all my stuff when I die? Got me thinking, just cause Mama dies. Kim called it army stuff that she collected over the years, poor people's treasure. Siobhan said she was told, go through the cupboards and take what you want, because we're gonna burn everything. It's so sad that we go through our whole lives collecting these things. We can't take nothing with us, but we want people to look after us though, with respect. The thing is, everyone already has a mountain of things. We can't expect people to take on more. I found a box once and there was all sorts of letters and things inside. I gave it to one of the droids, and years later he contacted me and said he'd written a book about this magic box. I remember giving him the box and saying, you are the keeper of this box, of this stuff. Now, Xavier in the writing group said that everyone's stuff ends up down at Deptford Market, and people buy it. Bric-a-brac, and it becomes theirs. Bric-a-brac is French, miscellaneous objects and ornaments of little value. That's money's issue, isn't it? All her things mean everything to her. The Royal Albert, bought from Jones and Higgins in Peckham. The big picture of Dad, his framed Arsenal shirt signed by Arsene Wenger and Thierry Henry. Table and chairs and dresser that she paid off monthly by working as a carer in Brixton, a home help, as they called them back in the day, running up and down the Cold Harbour Lane. She used to take me on Saturdays and I would sit and chat to Mr. Christmas from Bristol. I brought him my Shoot Football magazine after I'd finished reading it. Now it's Mum who needs a carer, and one day it will be you. Stuff. The thing that we are scared of is losing our memories, both physical and the ones inside our heads. Our stuff belongs to the world. They are all the traces of us and collected in one place. The fear is it's not just our stuff that will be gone, but us too. We are the ties that bind all these beautiful, gorgeous, shiny, little, and big objects together. We are the keepers of our own magic boxes, a place we call home, a home so precious that we fear the vultures and crows and magpies will come and clear it out, and a great fire will be set, and it'll get burned down to the ground, and on the same day, we will be burned, sent to the great fires of heaven and hell in the Chapel of Remembrance at the crematorium. And there'll be no memories. There'll be no bric-a-brac. Just ashes.